border, coast to coast, and around the globe via the World Wide Web. This is America Talks Radio for Patriots. Now, reporting for duty from the command center, the Doctor of the Republic, David Zuglick.
Welcome into the second hour of America Talks Radio for Patriots. My name is David Zublik. Thank you for being with us. If you would like to be a part of the radio program this evening, the telephone number is 646-478-4587. 646-478-4587. Our email address is americatalks@hotmail.com. That's americatalks, all one word, at hotmail.com. And the website, www.americatalks.com. Well, joining me now is a very interesting gentleman. His name is Ken Watmore, and he has a unique Christian ministry that I thought you folks would really be interested in hearing about. Ken, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, David. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you with us. Why don't you begin by giving us a little bit about your background? Who's Ken Watmore, and tell us about your ministry?
Sure. Well, it's an honor for me to be on the show. I really, again, appreciate the time. You know, I'm just a guy who was in business here. I'm in the Colorado area, and had my own little independent business going on, and I had an opportunity to start a radio show on a local terrestrial station, and I thought it would be a great place to entertain the idea of talking to professional Christian athletes about their faith and how that shapes the game for them, and not only shapes the game, but really shapes their life and what kind of situations they go through. They tend to put their pants on just like we do, one leg at a time, and they, as cliche as that is, it's the truth. They deal with the same life struggles and issues that we all deal with. They just maybe have to go through it at a different level. So with that, you know, that program started. It kind of picked up steam, and I was able to link up with a couple guys who were doing a bigger show, which was that they were going to the Super Bowl every year, and they were talking specifically to the players in that game about their faith and what family meant to them. And, you know, they were highlighting character and integrity in the sport of the NFL. And, you know, it just kind of bonded the two ministries together. And from that, we now have a radio, television, and film ministry. We entertain in the areas of each, and we really, really focus on our Super Bowl programming. Right now, gearing up for football season, it's kind of the thing that's on our plate right at the moment.
Tell us a little bit about each of the individual things. Let's begin with the radio ministry. How can people access it? What kind of programming do you have on there? And what sets it apart from other Christian radio programming?
Thanks, David. I really appreciate that. We designed a radio station. You can get to everything from 1615.tv, 1615.tv. And there you can click on radio, film, or television. You can get to any of the different areas, and I'll talk to each respectively. But on the radio, we wanted to really take a radio station that combined all the different elements of Christian radio. So we've got Christian talk. We have study programs. There's well-known programs like Focus on the Family and, you know, Insight for Living and things like that, that people are really accustomed to hearing on their normal Christian talk radio station. But then we have a sports program the same program that I hosted here on a local radio station now is on our World Wide Web station, and that's called Power Players Radio. Then we have family programming, and that's more geared towards gathering the family around the radio, so to speak. But now it's just a computer. That's the difference. If you could imagine having the old-time Walt Disney World shows that were on television on Sunday nights, or the old Jack Benny-type shows, if we could put that on the radio, at dinner time, when people kind of gather around together, that's the goal there. And right now we're slowly progressing toward that with some family program that we have now. And then we have music that fills in the gaps. And not just your normal contemporary Christian music. We stream that during the workday, in and out of the study times. But at night, we have real radical Christian music, stuff that you don't necessarily hear all the time. And then on the weekends, we even have a featured artist program where we highlight different brand-new Christian artists on a lot of pre-release stuff. We've linked up with some great publicity groups that have brand-new Christian artists that people don't hear at all, and we've got the ability to talk to the artists about where they're starting from and then feature their CDs cover to cover It's just kind of a cool thing. So the radio brings in all the elements of all different Christian formats, and it puts them into one place. And we don't have any commercials. The commercials on the radio station are all ministry spots, so we try and highlight different ministries. We recognize that we have a platform that we can use as much as we use, you know, everybody else's platform, the athletes' platform. We use the different ministries that we work with and the Bible study programs. Those all bring us instant recognition and credibility. But with that, we've been given a platform as well. We want to use that to give back. So we highlight different ministry minutes throughout the programming lineup too, so we can try and get people to gear back towards areas where God is moving them to work and do things that are bigger than themselves. So that's the radio side of it.
Is this a station streaming 24 hours a day?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And really the station is powerplayersradio.com, but you can get there from the 1615 site.
Okay, powerplayersradio.com. So it's not like an on-demand type thing. In other words, when they tune in, there's programming going on constantly. It's live, or at least it's being programmed, streamed constantly.
Yes, absolutely. And there's a program schedule on the website as well. You can see what's going to play when, and you can venture around the website. You'll have access to all different kinds of media that we get involved in.
Okay. Now the TV side is what really fascinated me as well. You're attempting to do something when we spoke off the air that's kind of interesting. Yes. You want to have Christian entertainment programming for people that can tune in and will not feel as though they're being preached to. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we actually would like to develop a television station that is all faith-based programming, all Christian content, but with no preachers. We don't want to have your normal... You can tune in now and see television evangelists all over the place, and there's a right place for some of them, and frankly, some of them, you know, are lunatics, and they shouldn't be on the air, and they shouldn't be preaching anywhere because they're absolutely wrong, and they're a poor representation, rather a misrepresentation of what the gospel says. But we don't want to have any preachers. We don't want to take a chance of having the good versus the bad. We just don't want to have any. We want to have programming on our television station that would rival in our kids' blocks. We want it to rival Disney Channel and Nickelodeon. In our sports blocks, we want it to rival ESPN and NFL networks. In our daytime television would rival any network TV you'd see out there. And then the programming that would come on at night would be at a level of quality that stands with HBO and Showtime. Yet the films and the movies, the original content that we'd put on there would all be safe, faith-based content, stuff that you could, you know, your family could watch without having to worry about changing the channel. And again, the same concept of no commercials. We'd love to have all of our commercials be video promo pieces that we do for other ministries or good causes, you know, that deserve and require attention.
Now, this television station would all be on the Internet, so people would have to access it online. This is not something you're taking to terrestrial TV or to cable TV.
You know, actually, with the television stuff, what we're trying to do online is put in, you know, one program at a time to start to launch the format and what it's going to look like. But we've actually talked to some satellite companies about having our own TV station. There's an interest there. It takes a lot of money to put a program like that together. But we'd love to be on. I can say that, you know, we'd love to be on DirecTV. We'd love to be on Dish Network or Comcast with our own station that does exactly that. But that requires a lot of content. When you start putting together 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it takes a long time. But it's really the HBO model. HBO, what they first started doing was, you know, they used movies and other people's programming to build up their station. And now their network, because they have several different stations. But now, if you notice, HBO has almost all original content. Unfortunately, a lot of it's junk. So, you know, what we'd like to see, though, is how could we put together a station that had, you know, started out by utilizing content that's available out there, good quality programming that fits into those categories I just described, yet starts to move towards our own original content that brings it to the level that we want it to. We want to be sure that everything we put out there is at the highest level of quality.
Now, the programs that are on the TV side that you have online right now, is that also streaming 24/7, or is that on demand?
No, yeah, you just click and play. You can stream it. You can pick the program and click and play right now. So it's on demand. It's not streaming 24 hours a day. It's not on a loop or anything like that.
Okay. And do you actually – how many people are in this organization? But do you have employees?
You know what? There's three of us. Thank God. There's three of us. And running each department respectively, we have a guy who – was the guy who started 1615.tv, and he runs our film division, and then we have a guy, you know, who runs our television division, and I run our radio division. But, you know, frankly, we collaborate in all three areas. It's you know, Jeff Stainbrook, Frank Bukowski Jr., and myself, Ken Watmore, we do it. Now, we have a couple guys that work, you know, in our film division. They're not employees. They're employees of the film. The way the film world works, it's a little bit different. You know, we have a guy who's a director, and he wrote one of the films that we, you know, we kind of launched into that business with. It's his film, but we came alongside as the producers, and, you know, as a result of that, they do a lot of their work here with us. But it's their company. It's their film, respectively. The next film will be more of a project that's kind of, you know, our project, though it's, you know, it's headed up by the guy who wrote the book. You know, it's a kind of a different world than film. But there's three of us technically as employees of this company, and that's it.
Okay, we're talking with Ken Watmore of 1615.tv. Give us an example of one or two of the programs that you have on the TV side right now.
Well, the TV side, probably the programs that bring in the most draw are we've got our two 1 hour long Super Bowl documentaries that both won Telly Awards last year. We feel very thankful for that. It's, you know, all glory to God, not to us. But the two Super Bowl programs did win Telly Awards, and they were one of them's called Faith, Family, and Football, and the other one's called Sold Out on Super Sunday. They're hour long shows that you can pull up and watch. You know, with no lag time or anything like that. As soon as you pop them open, they'll start playing. Those shows are available on there. There are a lot of clips and highlights from last year's Super Bowl, because we actually won't put the Super Bowl program from 2010. You know, we'll drop that right before the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl, rather, from 2009, we'll drop right before 2010 as we go back to film the next year's show. It's just when you get the most viewers and the most attention. Right now, with football season being out, you know, it doesn't have the same draw as it does at that time. So, but you can see the 2 years prior on that station right now. You can see a few interview programs we've done. You know, we kind of launched a couple different series on with some sit-down interview type shows, and one of them was a family series, you know, and the other one was an American Faith series, and then an American Legacy series, and those programs are available on there as well. And there are a ton of short ministry video programs, like I mentioned. They would be kind of our commercial lineup that are on there. And we've got other shows that we haven't put up there yet, frankly, as we're developing a media center online right now that you can't access yet, but it will soon be there. And that will be a repetitive loop until we have enough programming to keep it going. But it'll feel like a 24-hour-a-day streaming site. I mean, you'll actually log on, you'll be in the middle of a television screen, and we'll have shows playing all the time.
Fascinating. Now, how obviously you need to have capital in order to fund this, in order to build this ministry and to build this entertainment network. Do you request donations? How are you funding this?
You know, that's really all we do is request donations. Every now and then we'll put shows out there, and people will get behind the shows, and they'll support the budget that it requires to put on one of those shows. You know, and that always takes into consideration what it costs to have us just to feed our families. But, donations are our primary source of income right now. And we've been very blessed in the past. We've had some really large donations that have carried us through, you know, a period of several months, and then we have the small donations, the monthly. You know, we've got it available online where you can sign up and you can just have it, you know, a repetitive gift. And thanks for the plug. I appreciate that, and we just live off of whatever God brings to the table for us to support our families. And it's, you know, I would say 90% donation-based at this point, which is hard. In this economy, you know, I know that's most of the stuff that you talk about on your show has to deal with politics and the economy and the maybe the well-being of our nation. And I'm happy to talk about that stuff, too, because, as you know, we talked off air, that's a passion of mine outside of the ministry as well.
We're talking with Ken Watmore of 1615.tv. The reason I asked about the funding, Ken, is because you made a statement a little while ago that said you would like to have no commercials on any of these programs. Mm-hmm. You want to just have promos for various quality ministries. I was just wondering if someone was interested in being a sponsor, I mean a good quality, a family-oriented company with a family-oriented product or service and wanted to buy airtime from you because they believe in what you're doing, would you accept that, or do you strictly want to be commercial-free?
You know, the goal for the TV station is to be commercial-free, but I will say this. As we develop shows, and I keep going back to the Super Bowl show, frankly, because we just had, you know, several meetings about it today. That's the kind of program where we would wrap that with some sponsorship. We'd be happy to entertain ideas like that. We don't have the television station yet, so it hasn't been an issue. But, you know, ultimately the goal would be this. If our film division really took off and it could support the efforts of the radio and TV division, then we wouldn't need to rely on commercials and things like that. Knowing that, when we want to take a show like the Super Bowl show and get it out there to the secular network programming, not just on our TV station, but we'd love to have a Super Bowl show like the ones that we've created go to ESPN or NFL Networks or Versus or any of these TV stations that appeal to a different group of people that would normally tune into Christian programming, regardless of whether or not our station looked like it or not. You know, there's a lot of people that tune into ESPN that won't switch the station. If we could have a show that highlighted the character and the faith and the family aspect of positive role models in sports, any sport, and have it air on a television station like that, you know, we're then sharing a message with a group of people we never would have the opportunity to share with. So in that, we'd love to have a show like that, have big-time sponsors. You know, certainly it's a win-win situation for everybody.
I wish you all of the best. Once again, the website is 1615.tv, 1615.tv. Access to the radio shows, the TV shows, and the film industry that is getting ready to explode here. I'm very excited for what it is you're doing, Ken, and I wish you all the best. If there's anything that we can do in the future to help you in any way, we would certainly love to do it. Feel free to contact us anytime. And I want to thank you for taking the time to be on the program today.
Thank you so much, David, for giving us the time. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you very much. Take care and God bless.